I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Perhaps you're out on a day hike or you're driving along on a country road and a medical or traumatic emergency ensues. What can you reasonably do? Well, a lot, provided you have the proper training. We're talking wilderness medicine in this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. During one of his many walks across campus recently, Dr. Greg witnessed a class outside the Seton Center where students and their instructors were rendering first aid to one another. Turns out he'd stumbled upon a wilderness medicine course taught by the National Outdoor Leadership School. So he chatted up instructor Greg Gaskin to learn more.
Well, Greg, I really appreciate you talking with me today, and I wanted to just touch base with you after me wandering by and seeing you out in the field by Seton Center instructing students along with your co-instructor about wilderness medicine and about your organization, Knowles, N-O-L-S. Can you tell me just a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're teaching a wilderness first responder course. So we're preparing EMTs, students, guides for to be able to respond in an austere environment, maybe away from definitive medical care or with the resources they have in, say, a front country setting, and how to really make good decisions and appropriate decisions, and how to spend maybe some long-term patient care ideas across for those patients or for those rescuers. And we really just try to empower folks so when they're outside that they can take care of themselves and others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess around here, geographically, we usually think of hikers or climbers at the gorge, but certainly these skills that you're imparting to the students, it's not limited just to outdoor recreation. This could be applied in almost any environment.
Yeah, so we teach, it's essentially what the course we're teaching is a front country wilderness context course. I would say, like, anything we teach you can do in a front country urban setting is what we sort of, when I refer to front country. There's a few things that we can't do in an urban setting that we teach, and we highlight those for the students. But yeah, it's totally transferable. So if they're driving down the road and there's a car accident, they can jump in and be a first responder on that scene as well. Yeah.
And your average student here, we're sitting in a very large classroom right now. You probably have, 20, 30 participants?
Yeah, I think this course we have 26 on this course.
And so they all have some foundation of first aid or medical knowledge coming into the course, or are there some neophytes as well?
Yeah, we have the full gamut from someone who has seen a first aid book, and that's about it, or heard the term first aid, to doctors as well. So a big range. This is more less about diagnosis and more about what we do in those not good days for folks. So it's a broad range of students.
And so really we're talking about stabilizing somebody who may be medically ill or traumatically injured, that type of thing, and safe transport, that type of thing, or what other subjects are you touching on?
Yeah, so we definitely cover about that, you know, stabilizing folks. And again, we teach in a wilderness context where we might not have certain resources to stabilize. We don't have medications. We don't have oxygen. We don't have all these things that we can sort of have access to in the front country. So we give them the decisions whether or not that person can actually stay. We give them the tools to make those decisions. Like, hey, do they have to leave? And if they have to leave, how fast do they actually have to leave? Like, is this life or death, life or limb? So we give them those foundations. But we also try to really give them the tools to stay calm in that really bad situation. This is something that most of the folks aren't going to be practicing every day, so we just try to give them a really good foundation on what do we do if something goes wrong, and manage that scene until we can get that person out, or if we have to stay with them for a long time until search and rescue comes or a helicopter comes, or we walk them out depending on the situation.
Yeah. And if it's okay, if I can ask a quasi-personal question, how did you become involved in wilderness medicine? What, maybe give an overview of your journey?
Yes, gosh, it's been a long progress. I think I taught my first wilderness first aid course when I was in high school as part of my outdoor rec program. It was just something that I was interested in. I've been pretty much an EMT since high school. And I lived in a really rural area, so in eastern Canada, so it was just part of, everything was volunteer. It was just part of what I wanted to do to contribute to the community. And I've been guiding and working in EMS since, so. It's been a few years, you know, 20 plus years doing that. So I've always recreated outside. So it's where predominantly I practiced most of my medicine was in a backcountry environment, would say. So just sort of worked out that way. And I started working with Knowles Wilderness Medicine about 10 years ago, teaching for them, and this has been a great experience since with them. They're a great organization, educating folks all around the world in wilderness medicine and in leadership as well, and other things. But yeah, that's sort of where I got my start.
Are there any common themes that you would have for our listeners of ways of not getting into trouble in front country or in back country? Maybe perhaps, I hate to use the term common sense things, mm-hmm. but some things you could advise us.
I don't want to give away all my gold nuggets, but I definitely think the big thing for us is we talk about prevention. That's one of the things. We talk about decision making at the end of the course. We want folks to be able to make those decisions. But that prevention, you know, if I jump down the stairs in the front country or in an urban setting and I roll my ankle, I can pretty much, even if I was really hurt, I could probably walk across the road and get some medical attention. In the backcountry, I don't have that option. So just using judgment and that common sense, like, hey, what are the consequences if this happens in the backcountry? If I roll my ankle 10 miles from a road or from a trail, there's a whole different aspect of patient care or what I have to do to get out. So we talk about, you know, just that prevention and seeing, you know, not all the time is it our person or people that we're with that we're dealing with. So, but we talk about that in the group sense, like, hey, like thinking about that good judgment in the backcountry, which we can all be compromised on that sometimes when we're trying to have fun and whatnot. So they will have the skills to fall back on, hopefully, if they lapse in that judgment once in a while, like we all do.
Greg, is there anything else we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about?
No, I think this is a great skill for both front country and that backcountry setting. If you recreate outdoors, this is awesome. We do courses from 2 days to 30 days long, and it's a good idea to have someone take it. And not just you, your friends, so that if something happens to you, I think that's the take-home that I try to give the folks. Like, hey, you're here to help your friends, now get them to come and take the course so that they can help you.
My thanks today to wilderness medicine instructor Greg Gaskin of Knowles, the National Outdoor Leadership School, for talking with me today. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.